I lie awake once again, the intense glowing of the moon breaking through the dreary December night, waiting for the piercing sound of my lover's howls. It all started on the last full moon. It's funny how things change, how you find yourself changing your path. That was the night I changed mine. It was another late night at work. Once again, I head home alone through the dark winter night when I hear it. It was nothing I'd heard before. The high-pitched sound of an animal's cry echoed through me. I found myself drawn towards the sound, and that's when I saw it. The whole world stopped. Lying in front of me was something I'd never seen before. A huge, black, four-legged beast, its fur matted with blood. It looked straight at me, eyes filled with pain, silently begging me for help. My body felt weak, and my legs began to tremble. My mind said run, but my heart said stay. I stayed. Slowly, I approached the wounded being, and the whining increased. I knew at that moment I needed to act fast. I hesitated to touch it until I saw the gaping wound in its side. I acted on instinct, removing my coat to stem the blood flow, and that's when it happened.
I heard a screech that echoed through the forest. I slowly realised it was me screaming, and there was a man where the wolf once was. My heart beat loudly. I swear he could hear it. I froze in shock, unable to comprehend what had just happened. All I could hear was the cracking of bones, and all I could see was the stretching of skin. And that's when this wolf evolved into a human. It took no more than a minute. The man lay before me, shaking, the wound still visible, and that's when he spoke in a deep voice that shook me to my very core. "Don't be alarmed. I swear I won't hurt you, but I need your help." My eyes began to focus as I realised I was staring. I bent down to him and brushed his long black hair from his face, pressed my top to his wound. The wince that came with it was no longer an animal's cry for help, but a human's. Once I stopped the bleeding, I was able to get him to his feet, and that's when it got hard. I remember dragging him through the forest, blood staining the surroundings and cries of pain echoing in the still night. Once I got him to my home, I laid him down and rushed for medical supplies. I was nervous and unsure what I was going to do to help him. I had to clear my mind. I built up the courage to help him, but when I returned, I found there was no need. All that was left was dark bruising. I stood there in shock.
He clearly understood my emotions, and that's when that deep husky voice spoke again. "My body heals faster than humans." "Then what are you?" It was obvious he was not human, but my mind needed to help to understand. "I'm a werewolf. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true, and now I have found you." Sitting in my home was this handsome, blue-eyed, black-haired man who was looking for me. I was nothing special. All I did was help him. I'm playing with my shoulder-length brown hair, green eyes. I'm short and pale. He couldn't be looking for me. When I turned to face him, his eyes locked with mine, and in that split second, I found myself drawn to him. I just had to ask, why me?
He told me the story of how his kind have one true mate, and that they can search for centuries before finding them. He told me how his cries for help would draw his mate. That's when it clicked. I was his mate. It's been 2 months since that night, and the only time I can bear to be apart from him is a night like this, when he transforms into a beast I met that night. Every full moon, I lay here restless, worrying about him, and pray he doesn't hurt anyone. I look out the window to see moon winding down and the sun coming up. I knew he would be coming to see me soon, and I was not wrong. There he was, standing in the doorway, looking at me lovingly. I threw myself at him, and he catched me. I fit perfectly with him. I never want to be without him.